Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Police are asking for your help with a vile sexual assault case in Queens as they post a reward and release new information in the search for the man wanted in this attack on two 13-year-olds in a Queens park. It happened Thursday. The man approached the boy and girl in Casino Park, showed a machete-like knife, and ordered them into the woods. There, he tied their wrists together with a shoelace and sexually assaulted the girl, finally took their cell phones and just ran off. Police believe they found the shoelace used to bind the kids in a water bottle used by the suspect. DNA evidence could be possible. They've also released a sketch of this guy and his tattoo. The promise from Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
We will spare no expense. And we will use every investigative resource and, again, implore the help of the community to help us bring closure to this case for these young children.
You can see the sketches at 1010winds.com, and anybody with info is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. Police are investigating two anti-Semitic incidents in the city in less than a day. On Friday, one of Manhattan's largest and highest profile synagogues was vandalized. Somebody wrote the word Palestine into the outside wall of the Park Avenue synagogue under a Bible verse that made reference to Israel. City Hate Crimes Task Force is investigating. The incident came less than a day after an extortion terror threat at a Brooklyn synagogue. An email from someone describing themselves as a terrorist arrived at the Cane Street Synagogue in Cobble Hill Thursday evening. Person said they wanted $10,000 or they'd blow up the bomb. Police searched the building and found no explosives. They're still looking for the person who sent that email. Wins News Time, 10:05. It's happened again. 160 pride flags destroyed outside the Stonewall, and police are looking into it as a possible bias.
Stephen Menendez wishes whoever did this would find something better to do that's not, in his words, violent and destructive. He found the flags on the ground when he came to check on them. He's the one who put them up.
Either the person's just mentally deranged or they're like following the lead of all these insane politicians right now that are spewing out hateful rhetoric towards the LGBT community.
It's the second year in a row Christopher Park has seen vandalism during Pride Month. Council member Eric Botcher reps this area.
Whoever did this intended to intimidate our community. They intended to strike fear into our community, but they have failed.
The flags are back up. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. in Greenwich Village.
A Brooklyn man's been arrested, his mobile cannabis dispensary seized after the Queens DA says he was selling to kids.
The Queens district attorney said cannabis products sold from the bus were marketed directly to kids with names like Skittles, Gummy Sharks, Jolly Ranchers, and Strawberry Puffs.
I think that's dangerous, and I think that's really irresponsible.
Savannah lives in the neighborhood and said she sees several of these mobile dispensaries parked around Steinway Street and Queens Boulevard.
Kids are vulnerable and gullible. Kids are willing to do anything nowadays, and putting them in danger is just, that's crazy.
62-year-old Anthony Stevens, who allegedly owned the bus, has been charged with the criminal sale and possession of cannabis. He could not be reached for comment. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Sunnyside, Queens.
Stabbing in the Village early today. 30-year-old man slashed at the 8th Avenue NYU subway station just after midnight. Police say this started on the street. Two people arguing. The man joined the argument, then went down the stairs. One of the people followed him and slashed him in the arm. He was taken to Bellevue in stable condition. Police are still looking for the suspect. Opponents of congestion pricing held a big rally on the Queens side at the 59th Street Bridge yesterday, and supporters of the plan showed up too.
Governor Hochul received praise from the uniformed fire officers and FDNY Captain Michael Tracy.
She took our concerns seriously, and we're here today to say that the UFOA applauds and appreciates her putting an indefinite pause to congestion pricing.
At times, the speakers were drowned out by supporters of the tolling plan, furious with the governor for yanking away $1 billion in funding for the MTA's capital plan. State Assemblyman David Weprin of Queens said they are exploring alternatives.
The legislature is committed. We didn't have enough time at the end of session. The speaker is committed.
But Weprin does not expect a funding solution until late this year or early 2025. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Queensboro Bridge.
Harlem celebrates Juneteenth today. Now, this is the event that marks the day when enslaved people in Texas learned of the Emancipation Proclamation. State Senator Cordell Clear telling 1010 Winds.
This will be the 31st annual Juneteenth parade in Harlem, which will end in a festival, a day-long festival with activities and festivities for all ages, which will be on 116th Street as well, between Malcolm X Boulevard and Fifth Avenue.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.